My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to learn your seasons. Find the natural rhythms of your year so you can use them to help you set goals that make sense to you. If you ever listen to my other podcast, Best of Both Worlds, you may have heard one of our goal episodes. When my co-host Sarah Hart Unger and I discuss the goals we are setting and check in on our progress. I like to set goals by quarter: January through March, April through June, July through September, and October through the end of the year. I like the rhythm of quarters because 13 weeks feels like a nice mix between ambition and realism. A quarter is a long enough time to accomplish something big, but a short enough time that there aren't so many unknowns that the line between planning and dreaming starts to blur. Sarah, though, sets goals by what she calls quintiles. To her, as she explained to me on Best of Both Worlds, quarters don't really seem to fit the rhythms of her life. Her rhythms are derived from the academic calendar. Her first quintile runs from January 1 through spring break. The second is spring break to the end of the school. The third is summer vacation. The fourth is the start of school till Halloween. And then the last is November and December. Those are the natural seasons of her life. They provide an obvious sense of focus that is inherent in each season. Camps and vacations in quintile 3, new kid schedules in quintile 4, holiday celebrations and preparing for the next year in quintile 5. On Sarah's other podcast, Best Laid Plans, she interviewed organizing expert Lisa Woodruff. Lisa explained that she plans in trimesters. Again, linked to the academic calendar, but with just one Lisa season for each semester, whereas Sarah has two seasons per semester. So Lisa plans and sets goals for the fall semester, the spring semester, and the summer. Clear and simple. Maybe one of these approaches, three seasons, four seasons, five seasons, feels natural to you. Or maybe something entirely different makes sense. Maybe for your family, it's sports seasons: football, basketball, baseball. Maybe you are an accountant and there are rhythms of tax seasons. Maybe you run a ski school and focus on business from November to April, with the rest of the year focused on very different things. In any case, figure out the seasons of your year, however you define them. What would make sense? The reason to do this is that when you learn the seasons of your year, you are able to think through your year strategically. You can set goals and priorities for a period of time that feels distinct and meaningful, not arbitrary. You are oriented toward accomplishing specific goals within a clearly defined time period. The year feels more doable. You know the landscape. You can also make appropriate choices, focusing on business during your busy season, let's say, and focusing on an athletic goal during the less busy time. So as you consider your goals for 2022, decide on your seasons within the year. Then use those seasons to help you work toward your goals and celebrate your accomplishments. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
You don't put those inside of you, do you?
This is a show about women.
I mean, you do?
Yes. Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway, listening to the B-52s. And looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.